Good morning. Wanted to do an audio review today of the Plantronics Backbeat, that's all one word, Fit headphones. I've purchased two pairs of Bluetooth headphones recently, so there'll probably be a few comparisons. One was the Aftershocks Blues 2 and one was the Backbeat Fit. The Aftershocks 2, obviously bone conducting headphones, and I got them thinking that I'd be using them as well as for GPS applications, but also for sport. This did not work that great because I wear a sweatband on my head and that pushed the headphones away from my head. But even when I got them sort of seated okay, they just got quite icky and sweaty and irritated on my head, even though they're supposed to be sweat resistant. So I got the Backbeat Fit because they're supposed to be really sweat resistant and they don't interfere with the headband. So I'll try and describe them. They are a one piece. You've got two headphones. Each headphone has a little hook which goes over the top of your ear, sort of, well, behind it, over the top of it. And the headphone sits half in and half out of your ear. It's hard to describe it. It's not an ear cup and it's not an in-ear because it doesn't go right inside your ear. It just sort of pushes a little bit into your ear. You can still hear background noises pretty clearly outside. In fact, that was the goal of Plantronics, was to make these things so you could hear stuff going on outside. It's not like the Aftershocks Blues. You couldn't really use echolocation, and I certainly would be a bit wary of using these in the city. You know, you need, if you can't see at all, you need a bit more input. But, you know, you'd be able to hear someone calling you from another room or something with these on, I would have thought, as long as they were fairly loud. What else can I say about them? They're all rubber. They're made of a pretty tough rubber. I said they're sweat resistant, they're probably sweat proof, and they're water resistant. So I have heard of people taking these in the shower. I wouldn't recommend that, but they survived, and I know people wear them in the rain things. I've been quite icky and sweaty around them, and they seem to be absolutely fine. The only plastic bits on them are the little buttons on the ear controls. The back of the headband goes around behind your neck, a bit like the Aftershocks Blues 2. But unlike the Aftershocks, it's a floppy, thick but floppy piece of rubber. It's not rigid and it does not go around your head. It kind of sits away from your head, and it might be a little bit annoying for people to have it just flopping there. From my point of view, because I'm a rower, I bend my head forward and back quite a lot, and it occasionally does ping a little bit and annoy me. But having said that, when I use good rowing technique, it doesn't do it at all. And so actually that's quite a good incentive for me to do it. So just to be aware of. But they stay very snug in the ears, and they don't fall off, and you can jerk around without any fear of them coming out, really, which is good. So, sound-wise, they sound okay. Not brilliant, not fantastic. They are not well, for one thing, they're Bluetooth headphones, right? That's going to be a bit of a a reduction to start with. But another thing is they're not true in-ear or over-the-ear headphones, so that's also a bit of an issue. They're not especially loud, but they don't really need to be. So I use a rowing machine, and that's pretty loud, and they're fine for that, actually. So, yeah, it's good. And Bluetooth-wise, they are really, really, really nice to pair. I mean, when I say that, so you press the power button. The first time you do this, a really high-quality female voice says power on, and it says pairing, and then you just connect them. There's no password, it just pairs up. It also says the battery status, and you can trigger the battery status by pressing the power button again. I've only heard it say battery high at the moment. I assume it says medium and low. I don't know. It's supposed to last, I think, I could be wrong about this. I've got this figure of about 8 hours in mind, but it's also got a deep sleep, so you very hard to wear them out. Now that could be wrong. I'll let you know how I get on the next few days. What else can I say about them? Controls. They have an answer incoming call on the right of the earpiece. as well as the power button. That's quite good. The mic's inbuilt into the headphones. Yeah, it's all right. It's a bit, but you know, it's tiny little headphones, what you can do. And the left hand is, yeah, this is interesting. So the volume is a bit finicky. The volume, you tap the button to go up and you hold the button to go down. It's just one button. It is annoying, but it's not as annoying as you might think. It kind of does work if you set it in the right way. The transport controls I have got working on the phone, but I haven't got them working on the PC with FUBAR 2000. I have to ring Plantronics and see. Maybe they don't work on FUBAR 2000, I don't know. Or it could be one of those funny Bluetooth things where you have to click around a bit with a mouse to get some services started. Don't know. But I really like them. Oh, they charge up via micro USB. You cannot use the headphones while they're charging up. They don't take very long, though. It's like a couple of hours. And I guess their thinking was that, you know, if you're a sports person, you probably wouldn't have a cable hanging out of these, because the cable either get jogged around, or you'd have to clip a battery onto yourself. So I can kind of see their logic. And you don't need, yeah, you can't really sort of say we don't know how long the battery's lasting, because it does tell you quite clearly when you turn them off and on. The Bluetooth responsiveness is excellent. I can use my computer really happily with these, and it's just virtually no delay. It's much faster than Bluetooth aftershocks. I really like using them with the computer on this. And they're just a really... Oh, the case. Yeah, the case is worth mentioning. The case contains a little USB cable and the headphones, but also you can flip the case inside out and it becomes an armband to strap onto you to put your phone into. And it's a big zippered pouch for the phone. A little bit longer and a little bit wider and much thicker than the iPhone 5 in a case as well. So you definitely be able to get most standard size phones in there. The case is also waterproof and neoprene, so easy to clean. It's all easy to clean, really. And if you put it onto an iPhone or Android, you get a little app which you can update the firmware via Bluetooth. I've just done that. It was really easy. Made me plug them in, and then it just said, right, pairing, updating, and done. And now it's even faster than it was. I really like these. They are very impressive build quality. I know I've done a lot of comparisons to the Blues Aftershocks too, and I do like the Aftershocks. They have their place. You know, certainly the Aftershocks will be safer to use in the city. But I'm more excited about these Plantronics ones, because for a sports person like me, I've been looking for some decent wireless sweatproof headphones for a while. They are really good. Highly recommended. They are £83 on Amazon. They'll probably go down. They only just came out a couple of months ago. So yeah, have a look, pick them up, and hopefully you'll like them as much as I did. All right then, guys, catch you later. Bye bye.